About 2 kilometers in, they came upon a coyote and George bolted, and he hasn't been seen since. The couple have searched high and low. They've done everything they can to try and find him, and they've decided now on a Hail Mary pass. They're offering tickets to the Taylor Swift concert in December for his return. And actually, Nat and Drew are going to talk to Holly Gilding about George and this incredible offer at 7:10.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, an iHeart radio station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The home of the $1,000 Minutes, which plays twice this morning, 7:35 and 9:35. To get you closer to the money for the 7:35 play, the answer to the first question is 26. The number 26. Hopefully that helps you win $1,000, which is another nice number.
The scoop on the way in just a bit. Before that, of course, as Aaron just mentioned, we're going to be talking to Holly Gilding, who has got this offer for Taylor Swift tickets. If you can help find George. Holly joins us in just a bit. Here's Sabrina Carpenter on Move.
Open up.
1035. Good morning. It is 7:11. Just how far would you go to find your best friend? Holly Gilding of Abbotsford and her husband Dustin will give away the thing that everyone wants right now, Taylor Swift tickets, if that person can bring their dog George home. Holly is joining us right now. Good morning, Holly.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us, Holly. We're going to talk about the Taylor Swift tickets and all of that in just a moment. But first, tell us about George, your dog George. When did he go missing and where?
So George went missing on Wednesday, September 18th. This was on the Meskwe Trail in Abbotsford, kind of just behind the Meskwe First Nation, about 2 kilometers down from the Douglas Taylor Park trailhead.
And a family member was walking George, and then there was like a coyote, like running across the coyote or some sort of coyote interaction.
That's correct. So George is a livestock guardian dog, so he's kind of bred to protect his flock, so to speak.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a flock, so we're the family is kind of his flock.
Yeah.
So anytime that there's sort of an unknown animal or an unknown person, he kind of goes into protector mode a little bit. And certainly coyotes, like that's in his genetics to be suspicious of them and to protect against them.
He's a Great Pyrenees. He's 115 pounds. He's a big dog. Like his breed is used, they're used actually to guard livestock, as you've mentioned. So he sees a coyote and then George goes after the coyote.
That's right, and he hasn't been seen since.
We're going to get a picture of George up on our socials on the Nat and Drew Show and Move 1035 Instagram and Facebook, so you can look and find George's pictures there. Tell it your theory as to why you think George is still out there and the situation that he may be in.
So it's not necessarily a specific theory. We're just kind of entertaining all possibilities. So, you know, when we've consulted with Scent Rescue and with pet searchers, those kinds of organizations, they've definitely said, you know, given his size, given his demeanor, given his breed characteristics, there's a very large chance that he's still out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of don't want to leave any stone unturned. We want to entertain all possibilities, including that he might have gotten quite far from the trail. I mean, we're almost at 3 weeks since he went missing. So even if he was just walking, he could get quite far. There's a couple of rail systems that are right near the trail. So if he got on, some train tracks and just started walking, he could get very far from home. The trail is also quite busy. There's lots of different people that come through from different areas. So if someone, picked him up, you never know where he could be.
I think one of the things too is, you're right that if somebody did pick him up, I think this is so brilliant what you guys are doing because like the Taylor Swift tickets, it's just the hottest commodity. You must know this, that it will get some attention. And I think it is very hard to hide a 115 pound dog. So
that's just it. I mean, there's only kind of so much my immediate family and circle can do in terms of ground search.
Sure.
But if we can, get the word out sort of beyond our capability, get eyes out into different communities throughout British Columbia, even, throughout the country, throughout Washington, stuff like that, and just kind of put the pressure on, it's hard to keep the dog, the missing dog that's been on the news.
Absolutely. They're like, he's very big. He's got some distinct markings, I think, on his face. He's like not a pure white Great Pyrenees. Like, so there's a lot of stuff about him. And again, you're like, where'd you get that dog that you didn't have 3 weeks ago? I think it really changes it. And I also think maybe somebody thought if he was really far into the bush, that maybe they were doing a really good thing,
yeah,
right?
Entirely possible. The Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Holly. Yeah. Okay.
No, go ahead.
Sorry. So the Taylor Swift tickets, this is an incredible offer, as Nat said, an incredibly hot commodity right now. Where did the Taylor Swift tickets come from? These are your personal tickets?
That's right. So my husband got really lucky in that one of his friends or coworkers won the lottery and got a code, a pre-sale code. So we were able to get the tickets at face value. They just got 4, so one couple and then us, and Dustin gave them to me for my birthday last year. The concert's actually going to be just before my 30th birthday, so it was kind of a pre-plan in advance, big birthday celebration sort of thing. But I'm happy to give those away in exchange to get Georgie back. If someone is able to either provide information that leads to or be able to just bring him back, it's no question. I wouldn't hesitate to hand over those tickets.
Well, I feel if anyone can get things done these days, it's an army of Swifties. So we're really hoping it's a brilliant idea on your part. We're obviously sorry that you're in this position, but really hoping that George is going to be home soon. And as Drew mentioned, we'll get his picture up on our socials and then the number to reach you, Holly, as well.
That's perfect. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity to just share our story, get his photo out there and just get more eyes on him. Our thought process is that the more people that are looking, the more people that are aware, the sooner we can kind of connect with that person that has seen something. Because 3 weeks, someone has seen something. Sure. We just kind of haven't been able to connect with that right person yet.
We hope you get that information very, very soon. Thank you, Holly. Take good care.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Again, check the Nat and Drew Show and Move 103.5 Instagram and Facebook pages. We will get the contact information up and a picture of George so you can join the army that's helping trying to find him.
Move's Dream Big is back.
Dream Big.
With $20,000 winners every week. Dream Big with Move. New, bigger, Dream Big bonus prizes. $1,000 every single weekday.
Wow!
Listen for new keywords every 2 hours from 6 to 6. Then enter them at move1035.ca. The more you enter, the more chances to win. Dream Big with Move 1035.
Dream Big with Move.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires & Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
I feel so overwhelmed lately. Sometimes I even get, like, totally panicked. I can't sleep. I can't concentrate. My heart's always racing, and it's like there's a switch in my head that I can't turn off. You know what I mean?
I do, sweetie. And you're not alone. Your mom and I are always here.
To help young people overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mental health or call Info Social 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
$2,999.
That's it?
Yes, $2,999. That's it.
Callum?
Yes, Michael?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's our price for a truly spectacular 1-carat created round diamond.
But that's the price for just the created diamond, right?
Yes, but if you buy two of them, we'll turn those bad boys into a pair of diamond stud earrings for you at no extra charge.
We have 2-carat total weight created diamond stud earrings for just $59.98 a pair?
Yes, and extremely high quality.
What if I bought just one carat created round diamond?
We would happily turn that into a diamond pendant for you at no extra charge.
But what if I wanted to put it in an engagement ring?
Michael, are you telling me you're getting engaged?
I'm asking for a friend.
Does your friend have a name?
All my friends have names, don't yours?
Tell your friend we can put a 1-carat diamond in a classic solitaire engagement ring for as little as $500.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Never doubt what small can do. By choosing to give monthly to BC Children's, you can help make the impossible possible. It empowers researchers to find bold solutions that take time, knowing you've got their back, while ensuring a steady stream of support is there to fund new treatments for kids who need it today. Meaning even the most ordinary folks can make the extraordinary happen. Become a monthly donor to BC Children's at leagueofmighty.ca. Together, let's show what small can do.
Mondays on CTV are a must-see. With Rob Lowe and 911 Lone Star, the hot new drama that's making waves, Rescue High Surf, and the suspects making trouble on the Traitors Canada. Get into must-see Mondays. All starts at 8, 7 Central on CTV.
Discover Solana, where life embraces the softer side.
Coming soon to the peaceful Willoughby neighborhood of Langley, Solana offers beautifully designed condos from cozy studios to spacious two-bedroom homes. Crafted by Zentera Developments, each home reflects the soft living philosophy, prioritizing rest, simplicity, and a connection with nature. With over 90,000 square feet of amenities, Solana is a community where tranquility thrives. Ready to experience softer living? Google Solana by Zentera.
Welcome, everyone, to our housewarming party. We just wanted to thank those who helped us get here. First, Tony, our amazing realtor. Also, Susan with the market forecasts. Isaac and Gurpreet for the historic sales data. Maylin in MLS. Jordan in professional standards. Anya, Sarah, the Michaels, both L and P.
Behind every purchase or sale, there's a team of realtors and brokers. And behind that team, there's us, the Greater Vancouver Realtors, the people who support the people who do real estate.
Maxine, Claire, almost done. Brianne, Micah, Alex.
Monopoly Double Play is back at McDonald's, and it's easy to get into the win. First, you peel on pack.
This is me winning a Universal theme park vacation!
Then, again in app.
And me, in a new Chevrolet Equinox RS.
There are millions of prizes, including a chance to win cash every minute in the app.
Cash doesn't make any noise, but it's awesome!
Get into the game with Monopoly Double Play at McDonald's.
While supplies last, 1 in 5 chances to win game piece prizes at outset. Chances to win double play prizes based on time of code entry and draw prizes based on number of entries in each draw. See rules in app.
So we got the new house. We move in a couple months.
Wow, congrats.
Thanks. Now, we just need a moving company.
Well, if you want the best move ever, call You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, we used them for our move and it was amazing. They were organized, on time, super careful with our stuff. They were a lot of fun too. They even brought us our morning coffee.
Huh, You Move Me sounds pretty great.
It's completely stress and hassle free. We literally woke up in one home and went to bed in another home.
Nice.
It's a busy time of year too, so I'd get started now. Go to YouMoveMe.com.
We are Applewood Auto Group. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars. We service cars. We build cars. We race cars. We tune cars. We are cars. At Applewood Auto Group, your dream car isn't just a dream anymore. It's all good.
Attention Vancouver, the Zwilling J.A. Henkels Warehouse Sale is back and bigger than ever. 2 weekends of savings up to 80% off top quality knives, cookware, tabletop items, and small kitchen appliances from Zwilling, Stobe, Henkels, Miabi, and DeMeyer. Catch it at the PNE Forum October 10th to 13th, then at the Vancouver Convention Center from the 17th to 20th. Shop Thursday to Saturday 10 to 7 and Sunday 10 to 6. Elevate your kitchen game with incredible deals at the Zwilling J.A. Henkels Warehouse Sale.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a stall in Burnaby, Highway 1 westbound before Kensington, and in New West Richmond, a crash, Highway 91 eastbound at Annis Channel Bridge. 50 or over, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Learn more at Prevnar20.ca. We've got clouds and showers to start the day. Just clouds this afternoon. Windy. The high will be about 16, and right now it's 11 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show coming up. It'll cost you $16 to do the latest trend that's been endorsed by Taylor Swift. All the details coming up in the scoop.
After music from Lizzo on Move.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Make it right, so go and let it all hang out tonight, 'cause
On Move 103.5, who's ready for some hockey?
Now, here's the scoop.
Tomorrow night is opening night for the Canucks. Calgary Flames in town, and the game is not sold out. The Daily Hive reported that when tickets went on sale in the summer, the cheapest seat for tomorrow's game, $244. I checked this morning, and the cheapest price from Ticketmaster seems to be $130. There are some resellers that are selling them for even less at $121. So there are tickets available. That is the thing with surge pricing or dynamic pricing or whatever they call this thing, the way that ticket sales work these days. If a million people are all on the website trying to look at tickets, the prices go up. And because you're telling the algorithm or whatever that there is lots of interest in this event, and that sends the ticket prices up. And then sometimes when interest backs off over a period of time, prices actually go down.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what has happened here. I feel bad for anybody who bought these tickets in the summer and paid like $240, $250 or whatever, because those same seats are $130 now.
I wonder whether, I'm not sure whether it's unusual for there to be tickets for available for an opening game for the Canucks. I have like no idea, but I wonder whether right now it's just things are expensive.
100%. I would say that this is unusual. Like, they had an incredible season. There's so much hype around them. Everybody's excited. But that's a lot of money.
Yeah, Daily Hive had the get-in price for the 2023 season, like a year ago. And I think the get-in price was just under $100.
Right.
So even now, even the cheaper tickets now are still more than what the get-in price was a year ago. But, I mean, it was way inflated when the tickets first went on sale in the summer.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So, and you know what? Naughty. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Well, that's the way it works.
I don't know.
Teams do well, and they feel like this is the opportunity to jack the prices. Crank those things up. Crank them up. That's how it works.
Well, after being a no-show for several Kansas City games, Taylor was at Travis Kelce's game last night, and she was sporting a TikTok trend. The trend is freckles, glitter freckles. She was actually wearing a very expensive Vivian Westwood outfit, and that was like all kinds of money, thousands and thousands of dollars. But then on her face are these glitter freckles from a company called Fazit, and it's $16, and you put them on your face. And I put a picture up on our Facebook page last night saying, like, are you for this trend, against this, whatever, like, are you feeling it? And it was funny because there were people, you know, had said, like, well, no, I'm watching the game, and she doesn't have them on. And I'm like, ooh, maybe she wiped them off. And it's just because they catch the light in different ways. So sometimes you could see it, sometimes you don't or whatever. But it's the TikTok trend that has been endorsed by Taylor Swift.
Are you ready to go glitter freckles? Sounds like Aaron is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there's... No. I feel like there's an age for it. And I actually I do feel like it's probably under 30, unless you're a pop star.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 103.5.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And when it all comes twist. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Best variety, Move 103.5, the home of the $1,000 minutes, which we'll play next.
Caller 25 gets to play, 604-280-1035. We'll do it after Carrie Underwood on Move.
Probably slow dancing with a bleached blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now.
Is standing by with her three dogs. Are they all ready to lend some moral support here, Ingrid? Do they know what's on the line?
They sure do.
That's
do
right. They, yeah. That's right.
Do you have a favorite, Ingrid?
I do.
You do? Oh, you admit that.
And you'll admit it out loud right in front of them. How bold.
Which one is your favorite?
Well, I go for the middle child because I don't want her to suffer from middle child syndrome. So it's Willow.
Willow. What kind of dog is Willow?
She came from Greece, and she's I Havanese, Maltese, hot mess, white dog.
Hot mess. Willow the hot mess.
I know that. I know that breed well.
Yeah.
Well, Ingrid, like, hopefully $1,000 for you and for Willow. And you don't tell the other dogs.
I think they already know.
Oh, okay. All right. 1 minute on the clock. We'll ask you 10 questions. You get all 10 right, the $1,000 is yours. If not, $10 for each correct answer. If you don't know the answer, say pass. If there's time, I'll come back to it.
Good luck, sure. Ingrid. Here we go. $1,000 minute starts now. If you were born on this
26.
Day, were roller skates originally invented in Belgium or Austria?
Belgium.
Hepatitis affects which organ?
The liver.
It's Bruno Mars's birthday. Finish the title of his song, Just the Way.
Pass.
Which California baseball team does Shohei Ohtani play for?
The Angels.
True or false, the iPod has been discontinued by Apple.
False.
Man Farm's Haunted Mazes is in what local city?
Chilliwack.
What do Russians call their astronauts?
Pass.
Tom Bergeron, Tyra Banks, and Alfonso Ribeiro have all hosted what competition show?
Dancing with the Stars.
What's a short form of the name Robert?
Bob.
Finish the Bruno Mars song Just the Way?
You Are.
What do Russians call their astronauts?
Cosmonaut.
That's everything. Oh, you got them all in. Okay, let me tell you, Ingrid, you were off to a really great start. I'm like, she might do this.
Yeah. Dang it.
But yes.
Then questions 5, 6, and 7 were asked.
Those were real rough. So you said the Angels, Shohei Ohtani plays for the Dodgers.
Used to play for the Angels, but he's with the Dodgers now.
Well, that's a bit of a trick question almost. The iPod has been discontinued by Apple, and Man Farms is in Abbotsford, not Chilliwack.
Outside of that, 7 correct answers, $70, Ingrid.
Strong start, strong finish, just the middle was not
It was
good.
A nothing sandwich.
That sounds like my life.
Thanks for having some fun with us, Ingrid.
Real friends, real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Give our love to Willow. Yeah. And the other two dogs who will remain nameless, I guess. Thanks for playing this morning. We'll have another round of the $1,000 Minute at 9:35 this morning. $1,000 Minute powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Coming up, another keyword in our Dream Big Contest. That's the codes, basically, the keywords that you need to get you into the daily draws for $1,000 and the grand prize draws of 20 grand.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
It's that time of year. Time for a new dining room table for family dinners. Time to update your sectional or sofa for evenings on the couch. Time for a comfy new mattress or bedroom set. The Fall into Comfort Sale at Jags is back. Enjoy incredible savings store-wide on furniture and mattresses for a limited time. Use your Jags card and don't pay for up to 15 months with 0% interest, no AC. Conditions apply. Fall into comfort at Jags. Showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford. Online at jagsfurniture.ca.
Monopoly Double Play is back at McDonald's, and it's easy to get into the win. First, you peel on pack.
This is me winning a Universal theme park vacation.
Then, again in app.
And me in a new Chevrolet Equinox RS.
There are millions of prizes, including a chance to win cash every minute in the app.
Cash doesn't make any noise, but it's awesome.
Get into the game with Monopoly Double Play at McDonald's.
While supplies last, 1 in 5 chances to win game piece prizes at outset. Chances to win double play prizes based on time of code entry and draw prizes based on number of entries in each draw. See rules in app.
Oh, that coffee smells good. Can you pass me the sugar when you're finished? Whoa, what are you doing? That's salt, not sugar. Let's get you another coffee.
Feeling distracted? You're not alone. Many Canadians are finding it hard to focus with mortgage payments on their minds. If you're struggling with your payments, speak to your bank. The earlier they understand your situation, the more options and relief measures could be available to you. Learn more at canada.ca/itpaystoknow. A message from the Government of Canada.
Attention Save on Food shoppers. We have an in-store special on potatoes.
Locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save on Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save on Foods, giving you extra.
Captain Mighty here at Timmy's birthday party with Tina from Hero Home Care.
Hey!
Timmy wanted a couple of real heroes and, well, you know my credentials. And what could be more heroic than providing companionship, 24-hour nursing, or something in between? Delivering care solutions for peace of mind to families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
That's what Hero Home Care does.
That's why you're heroes, Tina, not just caregivers. Hey, Timmy, how about a picture with Captain Mighty?
More like Captain Mighty. Boring.
Well, that deflates my bouncy castle.
Hero! Homecare.ca.
Hello?
Fiona, I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver and Langley.
Advance voting starts this week for the provincial general election.
I voted in advance in the last election, and it was a breeze.
Advance voting places will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 10th to 13th and October 15th and 16th. Look for your Where to Vote card in the mail, which shows your advance voting places and when they are open.
I like saving time, so I always vote in advance.
Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Everyone loves an easy call, like turning off the lights when you leave a room, or avoiding fairy lines on a long weekend, or a daily rip up the grind. Wait, that's not an easy call. But banking with VanCity is. They give a share of profits back to their members and community and take care of your financial needs, like offering no monthly fee bank accounts. Join over 500,000 members at VanCity and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Account fee terms and conditions apply.
I'm Adrienne Gear, president of the BC Nurses Union. Nurses know some cuts don't heal. Privatization and slashing healthcare budgets will put the lives of our loved ones at risk. BC needs to continue investing in public health care to ensure you and your loved ones have access to the safe patient care we all deserve. On October 19th, vote like your health depends on it.
Authorized by the BC Nurses Union. Registered sponsor under the Election Act. 604-433-2268.
So, how's it going with your moving plans?
I haven't quite got out of the starting blocks yet.
Well, it's a busy time of year. You should really book soon, especially if you want the best move ever with You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, they're the full-service, super organized and friendly movers. You Move Me takes care of everything to get you set up for moving day. They'll even come do your packing and unpacking if you want.
Hassle-free, stress-free moving? Now that's what I'm looking for.
They're easy to find, too. Just go to youmoveme.com.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic in New West, a stall 6th Avenue eastbound at 20th and a stall in Burnaby. Highway 1 westbound before Kensington in the left turn lane. We've got traffic is brought to you by shopping online at PetSmart October 7th through 14th. You'll save extra 20% store-wide and site-wide with promo code SAVE20. Exclusions apply. See PetSmart.ca for details. Clouds and showers ahead this morning and then just clouds. The high will be 16, right now 13 degrees.
Best Variety Move 103.5. Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. Are you good at talking on the phone? Like, do you think it's a generational thing? Do you think that just if you're really young, if you are like south of 25, you just don't know how to talk on the phone? Cause that maybe is a real thing as, Aaron's friend is finding out.
Yes. You know, so, you know that both my kids are at UVic. My friend Lisa, her son Frank is at UVic as well. And we do this, thing every Sunday night where we do a four-way FaceTime. And it's like, it's actually pretty fun, but it did take practice. And Lisa was saying that she'll call Frank or he'll call her and, well, no, she'll call him. Let's be real. She'll call her son Frank and she'll be like, hi. And he's like, hi. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. And she's like, okay, well, I'm just calling to see how things are going. Good. Okay. And then she's like, well, you know, do you want to talk? Right. And he's like, yeah, no, yeah, you don't know. And then finally he'll say, you know, how are you or whatever? And then he said, and then she told me this is when she realized he was just so out of his comfort zone and like just really, really trying. And he said, so how are things around the house? Isn't that the cutest? How are things around
He's
the
like 18.
House? Yes. And yeah. She's like, they're great. Like, you know, the washing machine's running and, you know, the stairs are painted. Yeah. But she said it's just been so painful to try and talk to him because, you know, they want to text or they don't want to talk at all. And then you're on the phone and there's like just this long pauses.
You know, I wonder whether it's because, you know, they don't talk on the phone. Like, remember when you were a kid and you just be on the phone for so long that like your ear would like get warm?
I'm starting to see that with my daughter who's 13, and it's not like calling, it's FaceTime.
Yes.
And stuff, and she can be on FaceTime calls for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we used to be on the phone.
Yes.
Once upon a time.
Yes.
So I wonder if it's, so maybe some just have no practice with it or whatever. Or maybe it's, you know, as is often the case, it was the case with me once upon a time, is the fact that I was talking to my a parent on the phone.
Yeah.
That I didn't know exactly what to say.
Fair
all the
enough.
Time.
I think it does come around though. He's still pretty young. He's 18.
Yeah.
So I have a nephew who's 26 and he's like not the best, or hasn't been the best for like talking on the phone or whatever. But, he calls, my mom, his Nana, like once a week.
Aww.
And he calls her now more than like her kids do, like me, my brother, my sister. Like he's like really on it.
Way to go.
And I think that there's sort of an age and it might be you just like you kind of like flip back over like sort of north of 25.
Yes.
And it sort of changes again.
Yes.
But like talking on the phone, if you don't talk on the phone regularly, I do think talking on the phone is a different skill set. I'm not as good at it as I used to be. Like I used to be great at it and now the phone rings and I'm like, oh God, like yeah. I'm just so used to yeah. texting. It's just, it's different. It's like you have to practice.
You're like an 18-year-old boy now.
I really kind of am. I'm like, how are things around the house?
Todd Talbot's going to join us in about 15 minutes time. His new show premieres tonight on TV. Here's Delaney Jane on Move.
Close the door. Take it off of me. Take it off of me. Clothes on the floor. This misery loves company. Compulsive indulgence from making love out of focus. You'll always be my white rabbit, my favorite bad habit. A rush of blood to my head.
favorite bad habit. A rush of blood to my head, my heart beats out of my chest. Bad habits, bad habits. I said never again, but here you are in my bed. Bad habits, bad habits. With you, bad habits, bad habits.
With Lou, 103.5 traffic. In New West, a stall, 6th Avenue eastbound at 20th, and we have a stall in Burnaby, Highway 1 westbound, just before Kensington in the left lane. Experience the surprise of the all-electric 2024 Subaru Solterra. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today. We've got clouds and showers to start the day, then just clouds. The high will be 16, right now 11 degrees.
Move 103.5 is what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
It's debate night in BC. Leaders from the three main political parties squaring off in the only televised debate before Election Day. The three candidates also took part in debates last week, which saw them joust over affordability, healthcare, and the opioid crisis, while trying to determine each other's credibility to form the next provincial government. Tonight's TV debate takes place at 6:30. You can watch it on CTV and comes about a week and a half ahead of Election Day, October 9th. Just a reminder, advance voting goes from October 10th to 13th and October 15th to 16th. Big fire last night in Strathcona. Vancouver Fire Chief Karen Fry says crews were called to East Pender Street and Raymer before 8:40. The area is a mix of industrial and apartment structures and homes and is about a block from East Hastings Street. Four houses were destroyed in that fire last night. A poll finds 10% of North Americans are doing a sober October, and a recent survey found another 40% aren't drinking at all right now. If you combine those, almost half of North America is not drinking right now.
CHQM Vancouver.
Move 103.5.
An iHeartRadio station. Dream big. Move.
Dream big.
New keyword now.
Congratulations to Kathy Williamson of Vancouver, our latest $1,000 winner.
Well, thank you so much. This is a thrill.
We would like to offer you a thrill. The thrill of winning $1,000, maybe even $20,000 when we do our next weekly grand prize draw on Monday.
You have to enter the keywords on our website. This hour's keyword is train. Enter the word train, as in choo-choo. I just felt like I had to say that because sometimes people are like, what did you say? I said train. Enter that on our website at move1035.ca.
Next keyword coming up at 10 on Move.
Yo!